Idaho's.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask, talking about her, he'd say.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
I have to ask my better half or my old man or something like that.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widder.
What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be a...
Divorcee, I reckon.
Do you ever hear grass? Grass widow?
No, I never heard.
And the man whose child you are is called your...
The man whose child I am?
Uh-huh. Is called
your... Called my father.
Okay. What did you call him?
Dad.
Anything else people call their father?
The old man, a father, or a dad, or... That's about all I can think of right now.
What did you call your mother?
Mom or mother.
And together, your father and mother are called your...
Parents.
What about your father's father? He'd be called your...
Grandfather, grandpa.
And his wife would be?
Grandma or granny,
Okay. And, this is something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. It's kind of a big thing. It's got wheels to it.
Be a baby carriage, I reckon. I've never seen one lie down.
Well, the
baby would lie down. Oh.
And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
Push it.
Okay. And... To get... get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it, all right.
Okay. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Did people used to use that word when you were growing up?
Well, maybe not in front of children or anything, but they did use it, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that word in front of your children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is anything else people used to say, or sort of nicer ways of saying that?
No, can't think of one.
Any sort of joking ways or crude ways of saying
or
that?
Or she's gonna drop a child, or have a child, or...
Did drop a child sound sort of crude or joking?
Yeah, just being a joking matter if you
uh-huh.
said that.
You say that... Sounds like you're talking about a calf.
Right.
Now, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for?
Be the midwife.
Okay. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
Favorite.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Personality, I reckon.
You'd say that... Would you say he favors... His father then, or how would you say that?
Well, I'd say he's a chip off the old block.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's just like his old man.
Mm-hmm. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
you're going to get a whooping.
Okay. Anything else you might tell him? Or would...